and we will bring in two of our draft picks. Justinian Jessup is playing professionally in Australia, the 51st pick. We spoke with him today, but he's in Australia professionally. The second pick in the draft from the University of Memphis is James Wiseman. And the 48th pick in the draft from the University of Arizona is Nico Mannion. So the two newest Warriors are here. It's kind of a culmination of a lifelong dream for both of them. We do want to welcome the Wiseman family to our Warrior family. It's great to have you here, and also James' representation, and the same thing with the Mannion family, and also the representation for Nico as well. This is kind of amazing. Pace Mannion was a Warrior draft pick, 43rd, so we've got another Mannion coming. Guys, let's start here. James, we'll start with you. I've never met anyone that just took Mandarin for fun in high school.
Right.
Like, you're that wants to be a business magnet, philanthropy, phenomenal basketball player, and very well-rounded. But address the emotion from last night. I think that the one cool thing about the draft is we saw guys with their families and what that moment meant. And certainly being a Warrior meant something to you. Why don't you share that with us a little bit?
Just me going through adversity this past year, me not being able to play in college, really brought me down because I text my teammates every day. So really just that focal point really just kind of settled in a little bit. But just knowing my mental toughness and how far I came and just putting in the work this past year really has brought me down to that emotional breakdown. But I just found myself and just was in an exciting moment. And this is a phenomenal moment for me. I'm just blessed to be in this position. So, yeah.
So, Nico, as you're watching the draft, we have to tackle Steve Kerr when any Arizona guys come up on the board. So that was really kind of a happy accident. As Steve had seen you play a collegiate game here at Chase Center, you've already played in this building. What was the draft night like for you and your family?
It was pretty much the same as James would say. I didn't go through the adversity he went through, not being able to play last year. But I think this 8 months for everyone in the draft was a long period of time to go through this draft process and ups and downs with the virus, not being able to scrimmage and play games. So I think it was just a rough time for everybody, and I think that kind of built up over time and kind of just brought a lot of emotions out last night.
Bob, what was it like in terms of a Zoom conversation with James, and then the league allowed you to go see him in person? And just, I don't think anyone's ever been scrutinized for 7 months before they were drafted. It's been such a unique year. Give us an idea of the thoughts on James Wiseman and why he was the Warriors selection.
Well, myself and Mike Dunleavy and Larry Harris got to see James Wiseman the last time he played basketball, which was up in Oregon. And we kind of yelled at him. We said, shut it down, James. Like, stop playing. You know, we'll take you. I'm kidding. I had no idea we were going to be as bad as we were at that point, or that that would be his last game. But, no, I mean, I don't know James very well. I'm going to get to know him. I don't know Nico very well either. That takes a lot of time. But in regards to, you know, James, myself, and Steve Kerr, and our owner, Joe Lacob, and Rick celebrating, went out and saw him. And, you know, oftentimes we try to get to know somebody. And my favorite part of James was we went to a very socially distant, outdoor, safe meal with him. And he showed up by himself. And I liked that. I think these guys are they're young, both of them, but they're in a man's world now, and they're going to have to grow up. And I feel like now I'm a parent of three daughters. The best thing you can do is let your kids, they gotta be on their own sometimes. And he handled himself well. And we got up from that dinner. We said, what a pleasant young man. And Steve Kerr went to Arizona and Nico did. So I'm sure Nico's a wonderful guy too. But I sit here and what I see of them, and I don't know them as well as many of you do. I see a seriousness, Bob, like a seriousness and a maturity about the game. They're coming to go to work. We're going to need them. And it's going to be fun. And I'm excited to watch them grow and embrace them into our family and our culture. I think we're lucky to have them, and they're lucky to have us.
James, your path is interesting in that to have Penny Hardaway be your high school and collegiate coach, yeah, and then during this pandemic time to be working with Dwayne Wade and LeBron's trainer in Miami, mm-hmm, there was a serious approach to improving your body and your game and kind of the way you embraced working at becoming a better basketball player, even only being 19 years of age. Clearly, this is the goal and the lifelong dream. And I'm thinking how weird it's got to be to have gone to a Steph Curry youth camp right. And now be a teammate of Steph Curry's.
Right. I mean, it was a great moment just going to that camp and actually learning a lot of intangibles that he taught me, just like different moves and giving me basic information on like just to be
dedicated. Steph showed you how to dunk a lot with given his size?
No, he taught me like a lot of guard skills and, you know, skills like that. So really just taught me how to just gave me advice, gave all the campers advice, just stay dedicated to the game and just don't take it for granted. So I learned a lot from him just from that camp. But, I mean, this past year, just me going through this training process, this pre-draft process has been great. I've been working on my body, my mind, and just been trying to be the best version of myself.
Nico, you've had an interesting road yourself into being born in Italy. You've played internationally as a 17-year-old for Italy, the national team. Having that international flavor as well as coming to the United States, you also have attended a Steph Curry youth basketball camp, and now you're his teammate. That, I mean, to me, the world's kind of coming together, and your dad having played in the league, you've seen a lot as a very young man basketball-wise.
Yes, sir, I have. I was lucky enough to go over to Italy and play U16s and then play with their men's team the year after. And those experiences were great for me. I learned a whole lot, and it's a different style of basketball over there in Europe. So I kind of tried to just learn that style and incorporate it and try to bring it back to the U.S. Just to have more in my game. So those experiences were great for me. And like you said, my pops was drafted here. So when I heard the news I was coming here, that was super emotional just because that was in the back of my mind as well.
All right, I got to ask you before we open up the question to everybody else, the perfunctory draft question for any young player is, who did you grow up watching, James, model your game after, like their style of play, or maybe something you see similarities in what you would like to become as a player?
I say Kevin Garnett, just his versatility, him being able to use his agility for his size and just space the floor out, and just being able to run, rebound, and block shots, and just watching his tenacity for the game really improved my mental and just made me work even harder to just get to that point or just get to that pinnacle.
They always talk about jumpers for big guys. Like, dunks are still really cool, too. Like, don't feel, you know,
right. Don't
get rid of that part of your game. That still works
not at all.
Really good when you're 7'1".
Yes, sir.
Nico, someone that you enjoyed or emulated or looked up to basketball-wise besides your dad?
Of course, my pops. I got to see some of his clips. But I'd say the player that I look up to the most and kind of watch the most film on and study the most is probably Steve Nash, just because of his IQ and the way he sees the game and plus the kind of person he is off the court. So I'd say Steve Nash alongside with my pops.
All right, if you got questions for either James, Bob,
can I jump in and ask them a question?
Yeah, go ahead, Bobby.
I don't know. I want to hear him say something in Mandarin we have a multicultural fan base, so I'd love to hear some Mandarin if you could say, like, I'm excited to be here. And Nico, you got any Italian or? Yeah, maybe some. Oh. I'm excited to be here. In Mandarin and Italian.
Now, James, you should know, I mean, outside of mainland China, one of the largest populations of Chinese Americans is right here in San Francisco. So yep. They're going to check your Mandarin. So if you haven't been studying, don't say something crazy that doesn't work out.
What's your jamusa? What's your megrin busa jongren? What's your jongwa tai? What's your megwa tai? And what's your wan don lacho?
And that
and
was,
that means?
I think he said Bob Myers is a great GM.
Nico in Italiano, please.
So contento di stare qua a San Francisco e giocare con questi giocatori e questa squadra.
Now, Bob's been in the league forever.
How great is that?
Well, no, the nice thing is,
I can't speak any language.
If you need to argue with an official, do it in Mandarin or Italian, and you will not get technical fouls. You've discovered a unique skill that will work out for everybody. So if you got a question for either the guys or Bob Myers, raise your hand. Get over. Kareth, go ahead.
Thank you. I'd like to start with James and Nico, too. But I imagine the last 24 hours for you guys has been just a whirlwind. And James, as you were on the plane on the way here, what were you thinking about as far as a dream recognized that you will be an NBA player now?
I mean, it's a great moment for me and for my family. It was a whirlwind as soon as I got drafted. I had a two-hour media session. Then after that, I was just celebrating my family. So just coming out here and just witnessing the great atmosphere out here and just the great environment, I mean, I fell in love with it as soon as I walked into the door. So, I mean, I can't wait to play. I can't wait to work. And I can't wait to just have fun with my teammates.
Same thing as James, really. Just the past 24 hours have been super emotional, I'd say. And they've I don't think it's really set in what's really happened yet. Everything happened so fast. I mean, as soon as we got drafted, figuring out when we're going to get out here to San Francisco and get started. So everything's happened so fast, but it's starting to settle in finally, and it's a great feeling.
Yeah, James, he mentioned, your jumper earlier. Where do you think your jumper's at? Do you feel comfortable taking NBA threes, and where do you want it to be as you kind of move forward in your career?
I feel very comfortable and confident in my jump shot. I've been working on my jump shot since college, since high school. I've just been using my strengths a lot because that's what you're supposed to do as a basketball player. But I'd say my jump shot has most definitely got better. It's gotten way more consistent, and I feel very confident about it.
James, it's been, I believe, over a year maybe since you played in the game. Yeah. What will it mean for you to be back on the court, even in this crazy COVID environment? And for both of you, like, how much stuff do you guys have to do to get ready for practice? It's like just days away now.
I mean, it's a great feeling just to be able to go out there and just work hard with my teammates and just uplift each other and just make each other better every day. I've been, through this pre-draft process, I've been playing a lot of pickup games with pros, so I've gained a little bit of experience. But I'll say this pre-draft process has been great for me, but I just can't wait to get to the Bay Area and just work on my game and just uplift my teammates every day and just be a high character guy every day.
Really, for both of you, but James, if you can start, given the news of the last 24 hours, did it change at all your expectations of what you expect to contribute this season?
Not at all. Really, just to go in, just learn, and just grow and adapt. I feel that just me coming to my first year, it's going to be a lot, but I'm ready for it, and I'm ready for everything, and I'm just willing to go come in and just work and just prepare and just be the best version of myself and just learn as much as possible and grow my game.
I'd say the same thing for me, coming in and learning, especially as a point guard, coming here and playing for Coach Kerr and playing with Steph Curry. I think there's just a whole lot. It's another world, so I'll be able to learn a lot, and that's just really what I'm looking forward to the most.
James, this one's for you. Chris Alvarez from ABC 7 up here. I think it was Draymond who tweeted or put on Instagram a picture of you in a Warriors jersey as a kid. How cool was that, and have you talked to Steph or Dre or anybody yet on the team?
As soon as I got drafted, Draymond said, "Hey, Rook, as soon as you get drafted, I mean, ain't nobody not going to notice that you got drafted next day, so be ready to work." And Steph actually texted me, gave me some words of encouragement. And so, I just can't wait to just put in work and just come in here and just have fun with my teammates and just work out and just uplift each other. So, yeah.
Have you had anybody coach you at the volume Draymond Green might be assisting your defensive evolution? He's been known at the four to put his center tag team partner in certain situations. I think you'll be enjoying that. I don't know if Penny Hardaway was loud, but Draymond Green might have a few things to teach you defensively.
Oh yeah, most definitely. Coach P put me in a lot of challenges in practice in terms of defensive end. So I'm really ready to just take on that challenge and just grow my game and just get better.
James, you got to understand, when he yells at you or Nico,
right,
he still loves you. He wants to win so bad. Don't take it personally. He's yelled at me. I don't think he's yelled at Joe. He's yelled at Steve for sure. He's yelled at all of our teammates. He's yelled at Steph. He may have yelled at the media. That's just who he is, but he wins. So if you want to learn anything from that guy, he's a winner.
Yeah, he's also been Defensive Player of the Year. So yeah, he's usually yelling very smart things.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Guys, just wondering, and I know you're all about the work, and the world's different for everyone. Just look around this press conference and the restrictions. But is there anything you're looking forward to doing or seeing now that you're going to be here in the Bay Area?
I mean, I'm a food person, so I probably try to venture out to a lot of restaurants out here. But, I mean, my main focus is just to get better and just stay in the gym. That's why I do all the time anyways. But, yeah, that's all.
Like he said, I'm excited to just get to know my teammates, get closer with the staff, the coaches, everybody here, and just kind of get into this family environment. You can tell it's super friendly and family-like the minute you walk in. So I'm excited to be part of this and just excited to understand or get to know my guys and playing with them and getting on the floor with them.
Bob, have you had a situation where you talked to Steve in terms of normally it's a draft, summer league, free agency, then training camp, and then this is all happening within like a week to 10 days, and here's your draft picks that are going to be in camp December 1 and preseason December 12th, 13th, and a season starting up. I mean, it's going to be the most unusual year we've seen coming off the previous most unusual year.
Well, Steve, Joe, and I have been safely out and about visiting some players. So Joe, Steve, and I, we better like each other. We've spent a lot of time together. But I like both of them. I'm lucky to work with both of them. But this is a brand new environment for us. The pace of it is frenetic. Steph Curry just called me. I blew him off for the press conference because this is their guy's moment. It's too fast, Bob. But you know what? I get to work in basketball. These guys get to play. Steve gets to coach. That's not so bad. But it's a time where we all adapt and move forward. And I love who I work with. Steve, my favorite guy. So it's whatever we get to hang out and talk about basketball. Like I said, that's pretty fun for me. And Joe loves it too. And so it's one of my favorite parts is just talking about free agency, the draft, all of it with those guys.
Go ahead, Monty.
Hi, James. I spoke with Penny a couple weeks ago, and he was saying that when he first started coaching you back in your early high school days, that you really didn't really want to show a lot of effort to play hard defense and get physical. He said, but over time, you became more physical and more vocal. Just talk about your progression from when you were 14, 15 to where you are now in terms of getting more physical and vocal.
Really being young, I just had to adapt and just learn the ways on how to develop my game and just grow my game as a player. So throughout the years, I studied a lot of film on previous players that was leaders in the NBA. And also just studying myself and just trying to venture and just explore inside myself and see how I can get to that next level. So just by doing work on myself really made me become that player.
Bob, this one's for you. A lot of rumors about what was going to happen with the draft, but when James was available at 2, how excited were you? Because we all had speculations of maybe a trade or didn't know if he would go 1, so your excitement when you had him at number 2.
We were very, very excited. You know, we had him as our number 1 player on our board, and you can't get any more excited than getting the guy that's... Rarely do you get to pick this high, and rarely do you get to draft the player that you like the most. We're also excited for Nico, too. We were thrilled that he was there. And you know, obviously, we got to know James a little bit more than we've gotten to know Nico. So excited about his game, excited about the person. I mean, it really becomes a family, and I see both these guys and excited to get to know them, but really seem like great people. That's a testament to their families. They don't get here alone. So thank you for handing them off. They're still yours. But we might get to see him a little bit more than you now. But you're part of it too. So thank you for getting him to this point. And if you ever need anything, you can ask Joe Lacob. I'll be busy. But we appreciate you too, because you raised these young men. And they're going to succeed or fail more on what you've done so far than what we'll do from here on out. So we're thrilled. We're excited that James was there. We're excited that Nico is there, and now we get to go to work.
So wrap up the last two questions. Go ahead, Anthony.
Yeah, James, kind of a two-parter here. You mentioned facing some NBA guys during this layoff, just probably pickup ball, I assume. Yeah. Which players?
John Wall, Michael Beasley, Jahlil Okafor, and I'll say D'Angelo Russell.
Did you ever get out on the guards, having to guard them on the perimeter, some of that during the pick?
Yeah, we did a lot of switches, and I was guarding. I felt very comfortable guarding the guards and stuff like that, so I did a lot of that stuff.
How important do you think that is to your progression in the league, being, you know, in the modern NBA, being able to get out and guard guys like John Wall out there?
I mean, it's super important because in today's generation, in terms of bigs, you have to do that. So I'm willing myself on the defensive end, in terms of the offensive end, more of the defensive end, just to improve my game on that end. So because it's going to make me a better player like that. So,
would you mind, Nico? Maybe we'll get Nico a ball. Could you do some defensive lateral slides right here, and we can answer this question right now, and then you can put up some jump shots. No, but Anthony's asking the right questions. I mean, we know I think they both want to work, but it's like anybody, it all takes time. But those are all the questions everybody's asking. That's the questions we ask, but we have confidence in these guys.
Hey there, over here, Kylan with Crown 4. This one is for James. I guess, how are you approaching the challenge of competing in a very competitive Western Conference and potentially being relied on to slow down the likes of Anthony Davis and some of the other bigs you might face?
I mean, just come in, just play my role. I feel that if I just play my role and just focus on the team concept and really just come in and just focus on the coaches' game plan, then everything else take care of itself. Because I'm a high character team player, and that's the only thing that I care about is my team.
I want to thank everybody for coming out to Thrive City. We have all the photos here for the guys, so Bob will take pictures with James and with Nico as well. We will see you very soon in terms of preseason games and regular season games, and I think two great young additions to the Warriors as we get ready for a 72-game season and get back at it. It's been a long time since we've been playing basketball in this building. It's going to be fun. Guys, congrats. Congrats to the families.
Thank you.
And let's get this season going here. And Raymond's going to come up with the jerseys. And we will get all the photo ops out of the way as well. Thanks again for everybody for coming. Everybody watching at Warriors.com as well as on NBC Sports Bay Area. And thanks for coming to Thrive City.